We have an interesting partner that we want to bring up on stage today in Motorola, who's had a lot of initiatives around Java, open source, and developer programs, not only here at Java One, but has definitely been driving this space consistently for the last few years. So with that, I'd like to welcome to the stage the Vice President of Ecosystem and Market Development, Ms. Christy Wyatt.
Thanks, Peter. So seamless mobility, the concept that my mobile phone comes into my home, docks with other devices, turns into an IP-based device, maybe not necessarily primarily a cellular-based device anymore. This is a convergence of technologies that's going to unleash an entirely new set of possibilities for the developer. And that's solutions and applications that are going to come from you. As Rob said, our responsibility is to provide the underlying infrastructure and the underlying technologies and the support and services required to enable you to create the compelling experiences within that world. But with all of that opportunity, there's an equally large amount of challenges. I think Rob said it perfectly when he said, I don't think we could have made it more difficult for you in the mobile space. And now we'd like you to converge that complexity with the complexity of all of the other technologies we'd like you to, to create seamless experiences with, like cable and set-top and et cetera, et cetera. There's a number of challenges that we know that as developers we're all facing and as an industry we're all facing today. Keeping pace with the rapid acceleration of technology. Not just is it the cellular and the wireless technologies, the platform technologies, all of the convergence and network technologies that Rob was talking about earlier. As a developer, how do you keep track of all of the things that are in front of you and what are the opportunities those present to you? Fragmentation is a huge issue. If I'm spending all of my time as a developer porting and testing and certifying for one carrier in one country versus another carrier in another country for a specific handset, that's less time that I'm putting towards innovation and the creation of new experiences and applications and solutions for my customers. And then speaking of customers, in the wireless space, how do I find them? Assume that I do create the next big thing and I have the most compelling application. We've made it incredibly complicated just by the sheer nature of the wireless industry today for you to find the end customer, to find the right channel partner for you. So we recognize that with, you know, 900 million wireless devices going out in the next year, there's a huge amount of opportunity, and there's a lot of other challenges we need to help you with in order to get there. As an industry, and we don't believe that this is uniquely a Motorola set of challenges, as an industry, we think we need to come together with developers and manufacturers and operators and carrier partners to address some of these challenges. The first one is around fragmentation and platforms. We've come a long way in common platforms in the mobile space. We've come a long way to see common platforms across product portfolios to the extent that didn't exist in the wireless industry before. You know, in past realms, you know, every phone was an island, and it almost didn't matter what the underlying OS was because so few people got to play with it. But now with Java and with open platforms and common platforms, we need to make sure that we're focusing on the defragmentation and the unification of the APIs that matter, and predominantly Java. We need to enhance the service and support mechanisms to help developers navigate all of the opportunities we were just talking about before. And we need to work with the various different partners within the market to develop those clear go-to-market channels and paths that give us a clear return on investment. I mean, we're developers and we love technology, but at the end of the day, we're business people and we actually have to find a customer to purchase our product, otherwise we won't be able to afford to do it again. We wanted to just brief you very quickly on a few of the announcements we've made over the past couple of weeks as our first steps down this path. By no stretch of the imagination do we believe that we're there and that we could stand here today and say we've addressed all of these challenges for you. But we've made a few significant first steps, and this is the beginning of what I, as I said before, a long journey, and I hope a long partnership. The first is our efforts towards Java unification. One of the things we announced on Monday was our contribution of our JSRs and of the MIDP3 and our test harnesses and our Kickstart packages out into the open source community as open source projects. Our hope is that in an open world, the entire industry can participate and cooperate in the evolution of Java standards in the mobile space. And we'd like to encourage our partners and our peers in the community to join us in that open development process. The forum for that contribution is opensource.motorola.com, which is a website full of resources and tools off of motorola.com. The Java components that I just referenced are one set of technologies that we contributed to that portal, but another set is our Linux distribution. So the Linux distribution for the Ming device, which I just showed you a few moments ago, again, it's the best-selling smartphone in China today, is available on opensource.motorola.com. We believe that in an open world, we need to be good citizens in giving our contributions back and enabling developers to innovate with us. We believe that in an open world, the cumulative and the combined innovation for everyone in this room and for the open source community is going to enable us to get there faster and to create some of those more compelling experiences in a more rapid rate. And then the third announcement from last week is MotoDev. And if you've walked around the show floor, I hope you've seen MotoDev in a few different places, because we tried to make it a little bit hard for you to miss. MotoDev is our new developer experience across Motorola. If you are a developer with Motorola, you know that in this seamless world, these seamless experiences that we're talking about, they incorporate a whole bunch of different sets of technology, from cable and set-top, where Motorola has about 60% market share currently, to mobile devices, where obviously we're a leader there as well, to network technologies, enterprise technologies. And our hope is through MotoDev, we can create a single developer experience across Motorola's entire product portfolio and technology portfolio that enables you, the developer community, to leverage your investment across those various different products. So we're focused on the seamless experience. We're focused on the enablement of the creation of seamless experiences and creating those channels and opportunities for our developer partners. We have lots of transitions on our slides. When we look at the ecosystem, it's obviously largely about the developers, but it's not singularly about the developers. It's obviously looking at channels and service provider partners. How do we help our developers find the end customer? How do we help them partner more effectively with our carrier customers and with other software vendors? And how do we support them through the whole life cycle of our relationship, from the inception of a great idea, through the creation of that into an actual product, to the selling and marketing of that product through whatever channel and whatever vehicle makes sense, and supporting of those end customers because they're our shared customers. So to that extent, we launched MotoDev as the shared experience right off of Motorola.com, and I hope you'll come and check it out. Again, we believe that we're unique in our ability to offer this experience to developers because of our role in so many of the various different parts of the technology portfolio that Motorola has. So from mobile devices to set-top boxes to infrastructure to enterprise, there's a whole breadth of technology and opportunities and resources there for the developer community. So, that's my little spiel on MotoDev. I wouldn't be a responsible marketing person if I didn't give you just a little plug while I was up here. But now we can get into the fun stuff. So I'm going to invite my lovely assistant, Rob Shattuck, to join me back up here on stage. We had two categories in our program today, in our contest. Now, Code Moto, just so you know, is a contest that we have replicated a number of different events. This is obviously our largest one here at Java One, but we also did it at the Gaming Developer Conference, and there'll be other opportunities for you to compete in these events as the year goes on. I want to just very quickly mention the panel of judges, because I think the judging process itself is actually one of the benefits of participating in the contest. We had Eli Dickinson from Fierce Developer, we had Jay Miller from Electronic Arts, Marshall Porter from Handango, Sean Seedy from Sprint, Paul Lieber from Motorola, and Peter, I'm so sorry, somebody should have told me. Rembizuski? Claudia's saying yes, I'm so sorry, I'm really bad at names. From Singular Wireless. So the reason why the panel is particularly important to us is because one of the goals of the contest itself is to get your applications in front of our product teams, in front of our carrier partners, in front of partners like Handango, have the ability to sell and market your product. So if you're a new developer and you've got a great idea, this is a great way for you to come in and pitch your app in front of a team of professionals and get that audience. So without any further ado, we had two categories, gaming and multimedia. The runner-up for gaming and multimedia, and when I call your name, if you could just come up and join us over here on the stage. I'm not supposed to stand near the yellow X's. Runner-up is Isaac de la Pina for Number Place. Number Place is a two-logic-based placement puzzles from Japan. So if Isaac could join us. My lovely assistant will give you your prize. Ooh, and
I should have worn my sequins.
Your sequins. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And the winner of the grand prize in the games and multimedia category is... you like? Anki Nalaturu of Excel Apps for Boomerang. Come on, it's the end of the day. We need to wake up for these guys. Congratulations. This is your lucky day.
Hang on, I'm just going to run.
This is a great little game. I was playing it while we were sitting up at the front. You're throwing a boomerang at butterflies. And it doesn't sound addictive, but trust me, it actually is. Thank you.
The next big thing. Thanks.
It's the next big thing. That's right. Now, in addition to all of the phones that our grand prize winners are getting, the five in the case as well as the two that are here, obviously they get to meet with all of the judges and talk about the possibilities for their applications. There's a little bit of cash prizes, some promotion on Motorola.com. There's a whole kit of things. I should mention that the winner from the GDC Code Moda contest is already, I believe, has already or is extremely close to signing a deal for preload with one of our large carrier customers, and so we're very proud of them. Okay, next category, productivity. In this category, the runner-up is Jay Servin of Saber for Trip Downloader. Trip Downloader is a productivity application which allows the user to retrieve trip details. We have him here.
Gone on a trip.
Accepting cool phones on his behalf will be myself. And the grand prize winner in the category of productivity is Rafael Sina for Fuel Meter, a simple application to manage fuel consumption for your car. And he's here. Congratulations.
There you go.
Thanks. Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you. So that's it for us tonight. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of Java One.
And the party.
And the party.